Test 3. Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. Choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D. Number 1.
Finally, the newspaper got here.
What happened to your tablet? I haven't seen you reading a newspaper in years.
Didn't I tell you? I won first prize in that short story competition. It's getting printed today.
You can always go online and see it.
I've already done that. I want to cut it out and save it.
Next thing I know, you'll want to frame it.
Why does the man want to read the newspaper? Number 2.
I can't wait until tomorrow when the exam is over. I've been studying for the last 8 days.
Really? I've studied microeconomic theory since the beginning of the course.
That must have been tiring. No, I always start my studying a month before the exams start. It's like the stress energizes me. I thrive under pressure.
Cramming is the least effective way to learn. You just train your mind to recite the material without developing a deeper understanding.
Developing or not, my grades turn out fine.
Why has the woman not studied since the beginning of the course? Number 3.
How are you getting on with that paper presentation you've been working on?
I seem to be getting nowhere fast.
When are you presenting?
Not until next Wednesday, but I've already asked Professor Rogers for an extension, and he agrees.
Could I help you out?
No, there's too many points I have to cover in too little time in hand, so it's decisions I have to make.
What is the problem with the paper presentation? Number 4.
You've been working on this assignment all afternoon, Fred. Surely it can't be so difficult.
It is, for someone who knows as much about animals as a hog knows about Sunday. Perhaps you can help me. I have to identify endangered animals. Come on, you're a straight-A student.
Well, that one must be a black rhino. I think it's critically endangered. And that one should be a Sumatran rhino. Again, critically endangered.
Wow, I am amazed.
Don't be. We worked on a project on rhinos last week.
Why is the man asking the woman for help?
Number 5. I have no intention of staying home on such a beautiful day. How about a picnic in the park?
I've got a better idea. Why don't we go to the baseball game?
Sounds perfect. But, on second thought, maybe we should stay at home in case your mom comes. She said something about dropping by on her way back from the dentist. She had something to bring.
That was a cherry pie she'd made for Kristen, but I picked that up on my way from the gym.
What will they probably do? Number 6.
Are you going to the movie with Lee and Rob tonight?
Oh, that new comedy starring Brad Erickson? No, I think I'm going to skip it. Don't get me wrong, I like his mannerisms and gestures, but I'm not going to buy a $15 ticket for a movie I have no real interest in seeing.
I couldn't agree more. He's a great actor, but he's wasting his talent on movies that are pretty dumb. Anyway, my brother and I are going down to the bowling alley. Want to join us?
That sounds much better. What time shall I pick you up?
Why did the speaker skip the movie invitation?
Number 7.
Did you sign the book on your way in?
I didn't realize I was supposed to.
It's just a courtesy, but you know.
What is true about the book? Number 8.
I really think the project's in good shape.
Me too. All that's left to decide is which one of us is going to present it to the board.
I don't think I have the public speaking skills.
Neither do I. Let's flip a coin then.
What is the problem with the presentation of the project? Number 9.
Where did you find the mutt?
She was walking along the side of the freeway, all alone.
Have you tried to find an owner?
She doesn't even have a collar.
What are they talking about?
Number 10.
Can I get your help with this picture frame?
But I have to leave for my lecture in 5 minutes and I must be on time. I have to catch the 11:15 bus.
Do you really need 45 minutes to get to the campus? It's a 10-minute drive. Come on, it'll take us less than 3 minutes.
What time does the lecture probably start? Number 11.
How's the new apartment? Are you settling in okay?
Yeah, except my neighbor's children keep crashing around and I can't get any sleep.
Oh no, what are you going to do?
I've complained to the building manager, so I'm just going to wait and see if that gets results.
What is the problem with the man's new apartment? Number 12.
Can't we lend my brother something to tide him over? He helped us in the past.
We're still not exactly flush ourselves at the moment.
Even a couple of bucks would help. It's just till the end of the month.
How can they help his brother?
Number 13.
I think I'm going to get rid of these jeans. I never wear them anymore. They're so out of style.
I thought you loved them, and they fit you like a glove.
Yeah, but I got a new skinny pair and they take up space in my closet.
You do know that once you throw them out, flare pants are going to make a comeback, don't you?
What does the woman dislike about her jeans? Number 14.
I just got off the phone with my son's school, and they're thinking of putting him in remedial classes.
Well, kids develop at their own pace. Maybe Jake is a late bloomer.
Jake is getting poor grades because he tunes out in school. If only his teachers would challenge him.
Maybe you could help him with some summer classes, or by getting him tutors.
What does the woman think is the problem with her son? Number 15.
Okay, we have to get started. These documents won't sort themselves.
This is such a waste of time. Can't the company find an intern to do this?
There's confidential information in these files. Trust me, you don't want any intern to have access to it.
Let's start by sorting them out in two piles, for either retention or destruction.
But then, you'll have the honor to do the shredding. After the sorting, I'm done.
Same here.
Why can't an intern do this job? Number 16.
I wonder whether things will change much now that we've got a new president.
I never bother with things like that. We've made our choice and we have to live with the consequences.
How does the woman feel about the result of the elections? Number 17.
Are there any parking spaces available closer to the building?
I'm sure one will be opening up soon.
Do you know something you're not telling me?
My lips are sealed.
What is the woman implying? Number 18.
We need to work out who's going to play which part.
Well, I'd prefer to take the lead, but I guess we should wait until the others are here before we make any firm decision.
Okay, but between you and me, I think you're just right for the part.
What are they talking about? Number 19.
Now that Stan has finally moved out, Sophie, you need a roommate. There's no way you can afford this apartment on your own.
Only if I can find someone who will keep the common areas neat and clean, and who can keep their hands off my stuff.
You know that you can always move back with us.
You mean have a 1.5-hour commute every day? No, thanks.
Whoever you find, make it clear that they'd have to help with chores around the apartment, too.
I learned my lesson with Stan. Don't you worry.
What is implied about Stan? Number 20.
Could I borrow your car this afternoon?
As long as it's back here by 6, fine. And make sure you fill it up this time.
No problem about that, but 6 might be kind of difficult. I have to pick up Jen from the mall at 5:30, and you know it's the rush hour.
The latest I can wait for you is 6:15. I'm having my nails done at 6:30.
Why might the man not be back at 6? End of part 1.